Tell us about the title.
Yeah, Square Circles. I remember when I wrote it, my mum, Aunt Dame Barton, and the Australian String Quartet members, and I were the first, I guess, official artist in residence at Eucaria in South Australia, in Adelaide, at the wonderful space there, you know, in that wonderful concert venue up in the hills. And in trying to, like, let the be connected and let the music flow in my mind, I remember seeing the beautiful sky there, just on sunset, and those rich pinks and, like, sort of deep sort of like purples and, you know, all these wonderful colours in the sky. And then remembering Mount Isaac country, Kalkadunga country, and how the reflective tone of that, that was a visual sight, you know, the sand, how red it is. And then I thought of the idea, like, you know, if you're, like, travelling through this crystal or this diamond, you know, you become attached to all these entities, you know, and these experiences throughout life, and then you pop out the other side and, you know, you might be changed a little bit, but you have this experience of all these other elements around you. And so it's a bit of, you know, mother country in there too. The didgeridoo I bring in towards the end, and my sort of opening chant, you know, sort of like a connection and acknowledgement to the people's land who I'm walking upon.
William Barton, thank you very much for being my guest on today's music show.
Thank you.
Square Circles Beneath the Red Sand, music by William Barton, and that was the Australian String Quartet, and of course, William Barton's didgeridoo. William's new work, Music for Stargazing, which is part of the Queensland Music Festival, has its premiere in Charleville in June. Before that, there's another premiere in Queensland. That's with the Queensland Symphony Orchestra. I asked William what the piece was called. He said he didn't know yet, but he has written it. The details will all be at the Queensland Music Festival website. That's it for now. This week's music shows were produced by Penny Lomax and Ellie Parnell. Technical production by Emrys Cronin, Nathan Turnbull, and David Lawford. Will go out with a track from yet another new album. This one is from saxophonist Tim Wilson and pianist Andrea Keller, together with trombonist James McCauley. It's called Outside In, and it has its launch at the Jazz Lab in Melbourne on the 13th of June, but it's already on Bandcamp. You know what to do. This is Separation Anxiety. See you next week.
the story of the only rock humans eat.
Salt is a chemical.
To the intriguing tales behind tea.
Bushels totally misread the Australian tea market.
Spice.
Without spice, we are not Indonesian.
And wine.
It has this combination of drinking the god, plus, my God, it tastes magnificent.
Come to the kitchen table in the History Listen, and I guarantee you won't leave hungry. The History Listen. Anytime you're peckish, hit the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The canal is less than 200 feet wide in some places. And as the ships move through, the impression is of some Middle Eastern Venice, of tall buildings with their feet in the water. From Suez, the canal heads into the desert. 101 miles long, it took 10 years to dig. 10 years in the sun by thousands of Egyptian workers.
Ambition, colonial greed, revolution, and a ditch that reshaped global trade. That's Rear Vision after the news here on RN.
Good afternoon, Meg Purtell with ABC News. Crowds have given a rousing reception to veterans and serving Defence Force personnel as they march through the streets of Brisbane CBD. Emily Grimens reports.
After last year's Anzac Day parade didn't go ahead, crowds have thronged the city streets in Brisbane.